Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and good morning. Oh, gosh, it is it's a great day here, and it's kind of like getting a little cooler out. It feels good. I love it when the sun's shining, but yet there's that coolness in the air.
That briskness, I love that.
Yeah, there you go. Well, if you are just waking up and starting your day in a positive way here with the Kim Pagano Show, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. How's it going, Tom?
Hey, everything's well over here, Kim.
Very good. Sherry?
Fantastic.
All right. And Jennifer?
Good morning.
How's everything?
Great. I'm very happy to be here.
Very good. Well, for anybody that's just brand new with us, we bring the brighter side of the 805. But not only that, we bring the brighter side of life with everything that we do here. And I hope that you will listen, learn, and laugh. And that's what we do here. Just a reminder to all our friends out there, we do have a Facebook, and we want to hear from you out there. We've got lots of things that we're sharing about our show and just about the community and everything that's happening, throughout. So I do want to remind you of that. Also, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA, and we'd love you to be a part of that. It's a completely different show with completely different guests, and so definitely tune in to that. Also, for any reason, if you miss any part of our show, you can always listen on Kim at KimPaganoShow.com or iTunes. We're all right there. And also, write this phone number down, 805-419-0008. 419-0008, because we have lots of stuff that we're promoting and giving away. So I would love to, talk to you about that. We're going to tell you all the things that we have that we are going to be giving away. But right now, I want to introduce Dr. Roz Warner. She is from Reduce Medical Weight Control. You've been hearing us talk a lot about that. And right now is in a great time. It's affordable. It's a proven weight loss program. And we're going to find out a little bit deeper and a little bit more. Right now is the time, all those great sweets that are happening and all those parties. But, obviously Jennifer looks great. I'm going in now next, okay? But you know what? It's just it's kind of like a mindset. And welcome, Dr. Roz.
Hi, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're so happy that you're here, Dr. Roz. I am a huge fan of Reduce. I mean, it definitely has helped me follow a diet plan, which I think is so important. So I'm really glad that you came to Ventura County and that I was able to visit your office and get working on it.
Yeah, and of course, she looks fabulous. Obviously, she's already, well on her way, and I'm going to start. So we're going to be sharing a little bit more about that. And again, it's very affordable, and it is a proven weight loss program. Also, we're going to be talking with Carolyn Hobbs about her book, Free Yourself, 10 Life-Changing Powers to Your Wise Heart. It's a great, beautiful cookbook. So, of course, even when we talk about food here, we're always talking about good food. And, it's just interesting that, we always want to fill our soul, fill our mind, and our body at the same time, correct?
Right.
You know, we were talking about this, and I am kind of glad, I'm sure everybody saw when on TV when that girl was, well, actually, Tom said it perfect, right? It's a really pretty girl, big football player. He's, like, catching the ball, and then he throws it to her, and somebody intercepts it. I mean, really?
Well, I think it's really who intercepted it.
Yeah.
It was not how it was intercepted. It was who intercepted it.
Yeah, but the look on her face and, right? But anyways, I mean, we followed it all the way through the story. And there is a happily ever after, right? One, they actually end up giving her a ball. So
they do. They give her another ball. And I think it was interesting when the older gentleman scooped up the ball for her, and I had heard that he was getting it for his grandson. She was very respectful, like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you just did that.
Well, there's a couple things going on. And, Tom, maybe you can as a male, really? Like, is it, I mean, he wasn't
You know, did she expect, what if it was a tug of war? Is it always a woman that gets it?
Right. I think it makes you like her even more because she didn't do that and she didn't yell at him. She was like, you took my ball.
But
and
her look.
Absolutely. Her but she look never said anything, it. Which makes you like her even more.
Very classy. Classy or passive?
No, she was classy.
No, she was classy. She's classy. Yeah, it was okay. A classy Tom.
Okay. I'm watching the video right now.
Okay.
They show this really fast clip that rolls and rolls and rolls. The Bengals player is throwing it up to her. The guy in the Saints gear, actually, when he grabs it, he even does like the way you would pull away
oh, absolutely.
A ball if you were playing a tug of war.
Hugging it.
Yeah,
yeah, like
in
not
front
just
of
like
her
moves
even, right?
Got it, but
he
like
swooped
a
in
grab
and grabbed.
Pull. The funny thing about her, then she puts her hands, palms up like, like that. Like even at the moment, she was sort of like shocking, but she smiled.
So I wonder what a guy would have done, another guy, if...
Oh, fight. Full-on fight. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. What do you think, Tom? Full-on fight.
I think there could be a battle.
Yeah.
And we were talking off air before the show early on a Saturday morning. One of the reasons why they put the screen up at football games isn't because people thought, oh, the NFL is so cheap, they don't want to lose a football. They got tired of breaking up fights because when the ball goes into the stands, I'm not even sure what a football costs these days, but it's got to be, especially
yeah,
NFL
it's not the $20
branded.
Football from
exactly.
your local
it's
sports
gotta
star.
It's got to be a couple of $100.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And people get pretty crazy over that.
So, Tom, what about hockey? I know you're really into hockey. How does that work with the hockey pucks?
Unfortunately, a while back, a few years back, there was a terrible accident in a rink. So now it's netted. It's really difficult for a puck to go in the crowd. But in the old days, if you were behind the glass, rockets went into the crowd.
Yeah, and they would knock.
That's
I mean,
crazy.
That
really,
right?
really fast.
It was. It goes out like a bat at baseball. It's just as fast. So they changed that up. But in baseball, usually it's quite a few balls go up into the stands, and it's more of a leisurely sport. There might be a little bit, but yeah, people grab it, they hold it,
bring their mitts. They're prepared
sure,
to catch a ball.
Yeah, it's part of the culture. But in football, what do you figure? Even in a game that's like 35-28. There's like 9 opportunities generally for a ball to go into the stands for the extra point, about, even in a high-scoring game. So it's rare. It's unique. And these people are ready for it. You do have to check out, if you just type in something like Bengals fans, Saints fans, football, it's going to come up. I'm glad they're happy, and I'm glad they
it was a win-win.
Yeah, I did hear an interview with a soundbite with the gentleman who took the ball, and he said, I wasn't taking something from a lady. It was my grandson. So I kind of feel
really?
A little bit bad for him because he's an older gentleman. Yeah. But on the same hand, he should not have taken that ball.
Yeah,
you know,
they could have negotiated it.
Absolutely.
Anyways, well, I do want to say thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tom, you want to talk about all of our giveaways?
Yeah, we have some great prizes. As always, Beauty and the Beast, Fred Cavalli Theater. That's December 4th through the 7th. We have tickets for that. Shrek, Caneo Players Theater. That's going through December 14th. There's also a great cancer support community group that's getting together for the 23rd annual Holiday Homes Tour. If you've never been through these, it's not just about the houses.
No, but it is, oh my gosh, about the houses. But it is
an
amazing.
The decorating's pretty cool.
Yeah. Steel. I want somebody just to decorate my house.
It's really a great way to get ideas for your own house.
That's it.
Yeah,
you know?
A couple of my friends have actually had their house, but then afterwards they were like, you know what's interesting when you go to those houses? I don't know if this is bad or good, but if you ever look in any of their closets, oh my God, they have to like get rid of everything. You know, it's kind of be like a more of a museum.
I'm not sure we're supposed to look in the closets, Kim.
No,
I'm not sure that's part of the tour.
It's one of my girlfriend's houses.
Okay.
They had it. And, you know,
Go through the medicine cabinet. Even better if you go through the medicine cabinet.
Stop, Tom. No, but anyways. But no, they are an amazing. And again, it is for a great cause.
People still call it a medicine cabinet.
No,
or
I don't even
radically date myself.
You looking for drugs in the medicine cabinet?
But you know,
do we need to put you on in recovery?
But you know what we do? No, I just need collection. I don't need recovery. But what you do in your, you know the trick? If you ever have a party, you fill your medicine cabinet with marbles.
Oh,
that's horrible.
And then you open it and they all dump out.
And then if somebody just opens
funny.
It up, just
do that for kids
I like
today. Because kids
I
are
like
hunting
that.
In the medicine cabinet.
They really are.
Got to keep them in a lockdown.
There you go.
The kids, not the meds.
scary. Okay. So what else do we have?
Great stuff. Yeah, a Laugh Out Loud comedy night at the Camarillo Regency, December 17th. That is with Jason Love, a local comic. Very, very funny and always gets a great group with him, too.
Yeah, there you go. Also, we've got some holiday swing big band dance over at the Poinsettia Ronald Reagan Library, amazing automobiles. We've got lots of things happening. And I have to tell you, one of the shows, I went and saw Memphis. I have to tell you.
Was it good?
My God, it was like one of the
best. A friend of mine told me to go see it last night.
It was amazing. Priceless. It was, so they the did amazing. Such a great job. I mean, it was amazing. So anyways, I definitely recommend everybody to go see that. And we have tickets for that too. So let's start off right now with a couple tickets to the 23rd annual Holiday Home Tour. And that is going to be December 6th and 7th from 10 to 5. And it's actually a self-guided tour. And so it's one of the largest fundraisers, and it goes for a great cause again. This year's tour features homes in Lake Sherwood, North Ranch, Agora, and they're all fabulously decorated. So give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. So, ladies, anything new or exciting, or where are you guys at? Are you getting ready to, like, start
thinking about Thanksgiving, looking at my list?
Do you have a tradition for your Thanksgiving?
We serve the same food every time, you know, basic Thanksgiving food. And my mom always comes over and helps me with the turkey and the stuffing. And then everyone else brings all the other sides.
And so are you more of a healthy?
No.
You're not?
No.
I remember one year I went to some people's homes and it was a healthy Thanksgiving and I was very disappointed.
Really?
Like, well, it's like the one night we really don't
that you can kind of
thinking
splurge,
about.
I mean, right?
Please. Yeah.
Tom,
you know, you can just give us a bunch of Brussels sprouts.
Same.
Yeah, you know, have a little bit of fun in there. Always, you don't have to gorge, but have the great stuff
because
the whole
to
thing
taste
is
it all.
Yeah, like eight dishes being passed around.
And the turkey's
all sorts
the
of
most
stuff.
Boring part. I mean, the side dishes. Is
yeah,
the
I'm not
part.
A huge lover of the turkey. And really, when else are you going to make green beans with the crunchy onions on the top? Never. So you might as well eat them on Thanksgiving.
So who likes those green beans?
I don't think anybody.
Not so much.
Why do we keep making them?
I just
them?
Want
you
sweet
have
potatoes
to.
With the marshmallows.
That's
and I'm
my
happy.
Favorite. Yeah, that's my favorite. All right. Yeah, what's your favorite meal?
We have this pudding called pistachio pudding, and it's green and it has nuts and I think pineapple in it, and it's frozen in a Jello mold, but it's not like an ambrosia. There's no marshmallow in it. It's like a pistachio pudding that's frozen.
We need the recipe.
Family favorite.
Yeah, we've made that forever. That's my favorite. And then we also have Waldorf salad. That's
love
we always that. Yeah, my mom loves Waldorf salad, and we have this spicy corn recipe. That like
ooh,
a
that
creamed corn that's spicy. It is really good.
Oh, I like that recipe.
We're coming
it's
over
really
to her
good.
House. Oh my god!
It is. It's really. It's like creamed corn. It's very good.
Yeah. Oh my god, Tom. What's your favorite?
My mom was the stuffing, and everybody says that. But we used to have, for our family, we'd have as many as 30 people to the house. We had a lot of people, and everybody had stuffing, and people would eat. Oh, and my mom had a knack for the stuffing. And she used to do the inside the turkey thing, which I guess now is pure poison.
Oh, you have to do it.
But I survived for about 30 years of eating that turkey. And it was really something else. And that was what made the tour around the table. Was my mom's stuffing was, it was unusually good. It was exceptional.
My sweet potatoes, the kids just love that. And I'm like, it's really, you know, it's kind of like you mush it all together, but it's really good.
It's so good,
though. Dr. Roz, do you have a favorite?
Well, actually, I do. But what we've done recently is we've gone to a buffet at the club, the country club.
Uh-huh,
it's
nice.
A lot nicer. We have people come in from back east, and the group gets to be about 30. And,
oh, wow.
And they're staying all over the area. And so we all meet there and have a great family gathering.
See, so, there's so many ways to celebrate.
It's really great.
And everybody
so nobody
has,
gets stuck in the kitchen.
Nobody
way.
Gets stuck. Mm-hmm. And plus, you can ask them to pack you up stuff to take home because it's the leftovers. That's my favorite.
You are so right. I love a turkey sandwich the next day. Is that like the best?
And we always watch the game afterwards later in the evening. And so I love to make turkey sandwiches with like the cranberry dressing and all that for the game that night.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick break. And again, let's give something away. Let's give some Laugh Out Loud. That is with my friend Jason Love. And that's December 17th. We've got tickets. And call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Brighter Side of the 805 The Kim Pagano Show.
Come on, let's turkey try. Let's get it while it's hot. Let's have a family time. It's sugar test the time.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
The kids are back in school and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduced Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you are anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150. Located in Newbury Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And listening to that commercial, it's not about being skinny, but it is about being skinny. You know, it's about, you know, feeling really good about yourself, but sometimes we overdo it a little bit, right? I mean, how do we know when it's time to stop and when, you know, sometimes we need a little bit of a reminder. And so I'm really excited. Dr. Roz Warner is in our studio today from Reduce Medical Group. And she has some ideas for us, and they're unique ideas on how we can reduce and really feel good about who we are in our bodies and, you know, kind of our body image. I think that's really important. Some, you get to a place in your life and your body kind of just starts to take over. Like unlimited, you know. Anyways, welcome, Dr. Roz Warner. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
So tell us a little bit about Reduce. And I want to know about it. I want to start doing it because to me, it's really important. Sometimes when, you know, I see Jennifer and I see other people that you've been working with, and tell us a little bit how your program works.
Well, basically, I think our program is really unique. We really do an individual approach. I think that is our real advantage. I mean, there are other programs out there that do all sorts of other kinds of diets and different modalities with shots, et cetera. We don't do any of that. We set up a session with you as a counseling session. We start out that way, and try to come up with some sort of an individual plan that fits into your lifestyle. That's the idea.
I also heard, because of my friend Jennifer here, that you do a food log, and that is such an important part. Like, she's like already gritting her teeth, you know? It is. Sometimes we have to be aware of, you know, right? I mean, until you started writing things down, you didn't realize what was really going in your mouth, right?
Well, here's the thing. I talked to Dr. Roz about this. I was very like, I'm not doing that. Like, I don't need to do that. That's what crazy food people do. I do not need to do that. So But first, I'll preface it with this. I was not like this huge, crazy, overweight person that was going to be buried in a piano box. I mean, it was not like I'm a normal person, wanted to, you know, lose extra pounds, whatever. And I was doing it, and it was working out great. But I was not tracking. And I know from any reputable diet that you're going to follow, the most important thing is track your food, journal, log, all that. Again, not really something I need to do. But then I was like, so then finally somehow, and I love to go in and talk to Dr. Roz. Like, I could really have my own hour with her once a week because I think I like that kind of a session or whatever. So I decided she decided it would really be the best thing for me to do. So I did it. But I didn't do it like 100% honestly. I was just going to eat the same thing. And then that way I didn't even have to bother because then I could do what I was supposed to do, eat the same thing, and I could write it down. But somehow I actually did do it. And literally once I started journaling my food, I was like, oh my gosh, this is way too much food. Like, you cannot eat this much if you're going to like stick to a diet or whatever. And it like a light bulb went off. And literally the next week, I immediately lost a ton more weight.
Isn't that crazy? Because you were aware of what you were doing.
I realized how much food I was eating.
Right.
And so I'm always interested in what was behind the eating, Jennifer. You know, what was going on? What were the emotions? What were the triggers?
I have told this to Dr. Roz. Like, I wish I had like this great story to tell you, but honestly, I love food. I definitely enjoy food, and I love to me, that is a great way to like a nice night, a nice dinner. I don't really like to eat it. I like to eat at special restaurants, all that kind of stuff. So for me, food is something I enjoy. It's something that's fun for me. It's not really like blocking feelings or anything like that. So once I started journaling, that was like really the key. It was like, oh, I didn't really know that I was eating all of that food. Right. You know, that I am not like 25 anymore and super skinny, and it's not going to matter.
Right.
So that was.
But you said
huge.
You were always really thin.
Really thin. Always really
so
thin.
So did you kind of start your weight go up a little bit when you had
After
kids?
After I had kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you're really thin, you don't ever. I can remember being really young and thinking, oh, why are they journaling? Why are my friends writing down what they eat? Who cares? Let's just go have lunch.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think it's so amazing to hear Jennifer talk because I think that really promotes our main philosophy. What my main gift here, besides being in this business for probably about 20 years, is that I'm a good listener. I can listen and I can hear what people are saying to me. And when we started, I could tell just from listening to Jennifer that whatever method I might have thought would work for her probably wasn't going to. She ended up coming up with the method herself, and that's the whole plan. I mean, it's an individualized plan. We figure out a way to make dietary changes and exercise part of your normal life because that's what it has to be. It has to be you.
Right, right. And so, Dr. Roz, what kind of doctor are you?
Oh, I'm a gynecologist.
Okay, so how did this all kind of come together? Because that's where I really want to go. I mean, everybody has their passion, their journey. Why did you go and open up Reduce?
Well, I'll tell you, what actually happened a long time ago, probably about 25 years ago, was that my ex-husband is, he was a psychiatrist, and he started this practice up north in Northern California as a behavior modification approach to weight loss. And then he became very ill and ended up dying.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And our son was there to help him. He did all the hospice care at the end of his life and took over managing the practice that was up there. And the practice was just a single practice, and our son is not a physician. And my ex-husband called me and said, you know, if anything happens to me, would you be willing to become the physician? Because in order to run a medical practice in California or anywhere, you have to be a physician. So I said, oh, yeah, sure, I'd be happy to do that. Because he had two other kids as well that were going to go to college based on whatever this practice did. And he died. And it really wasn't anything I was expecting. But all of a sudden, I very quickly
inherited
it, but also had to get up to speed in terms of what it's all about. And it was the kind of practice that had physicians and nurse practitioners actually doing the work. So I didn't have to physically be there. And my son ended up running them and expanding to about four or five more.
Wow. How many are there?
There are five up north. But then he kept saying, we need to have one down here. We need to have one down here. And what that meant was that I would be the person that would be in charge of the one down here.
So do you still practice your gynecology?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And now where's your practice?
The GYN practice is in Ventura.
So what an amazing correlation, I think, because just like, you know, we talked about having kids or hormones. And, you know, to me, I feel that, like you, Jennifer, I never had a problem with weight. But now I really think my hormones, there's something that changed. And I think sometimes you just need a little help. And, you know, I mean, I can't just, you know, I really don't eat a lot. Like, if I really, I mean, of course, everything you put in your mouth is,
exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't think, I mean, I'm not like one of those sweet, you know, or salt, or, you know, it's just, I'm not one of those, will give me a whole bag of potato chips. But do you really think that your hormones do change? And do you think that's part of the cause?
Well, actually, I think your hormones do change, but usually what most people end up doing is normalizing. You know, you become hormonally normal after you've gone to the physician, figured out what you need to do. And that is really not a focus that, if you normalize, it's not a focus that will really affect your weight. Your weight is more, it's really a simple equation. It's, you know, the calories that go in and the calories that come out.
Oh,
and
it.
I think that's the, I know exactly. There's no secret. That's the best part about reduce. We all know what the diet is to follow that changes your lifestyle of eating. And it's tracking and it's making healthy choices and knowing exactly how many calories you intake and all of that. But that's hard to do. It's hard to not eat what you want to eat. So reduce definitely gives you the extra willpower to get you started so that you can follow those diets that are realistic, that are not buying food, that allow you to live your everyday life.
You know, an interesting thing, in the September Journal of JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, there was a study that was done, an analysis that was done, where they actually looked at 48 different diet programs, and they're all the well-known ones, the ones that you've all heard of. And it included about 7,000 different people that were overweight, that had BMIs that were elevated. And among that group of people, they did a six-month study trial and a year looking at the results, and they compared the diet programs to each other and also to people that weren't on diets. And basically, what they figured out, which makes sense, is obviously diet programs work. That's number one. Number two, what they figured out is that all of those diet programs that exist all ended up with the same amount of weight loss. There wasn't one that was different than any other. I won't go and tell you who they are, but anyone that you name was on that list.
So it's almost like you just need to get with one.
No, no. And the third thing that they figured out, let me just quickly read this thing that was part of the article, is that the idea of calories in, calories out, for example, that weight is a matter of calories consumed versus calories burned, although somewhat simplistic nutritionally, is still relevant clinically. So choosing a weight loss diet should be based on patient preference and likelihood of adherence, and that's what we do. We make it a program that you design because it's part of your life. It has to be who you are. If it's not who you are, it won't work.
Yeah, that's like getting on a routine and you go, yeah, sure, I'll do it, all right. And
so,
you don't
so
get,
like
and you
a,
don't do anything.
A bulk eater, like what if you like big servings? Because I know part of dieting is smaller servings. So how would you come up with an individualized plan for someone who likes, what, he's supposed to just have one meal a day? Or
no, you know, it's hard to say because really it's a little more in depth than that. But basically what you do is say that to someone that, okay, you're going to take a lot of calories in. Maybe you can look at what you're eating, and maybe they're not so many calories. Maybe a little more protein in there. Mm. And then, also, you have to balance it out. The other side of it is you have to exercise. If you're not exercising, you know, where are we starting? Are we starting at zero?
And what do you recommend exercise-wise?
Well, it's up to you. You know, we figure out what will fit into your lifestyle. Jennifer's a big exerciser. That wasn't something that we could increase when we talked to Jennifer because she exercises a lot already.
I work out like 4 days a week. I play tennis and then I run, but I don't do workouts, but I do exercise.
So four days a week at about a half an hour time frame is excellent exercise.
Really?
That will burn calories.
4 days a week and half an hour, I can handle that.
Yeah, and most people can. And if you want to increase it, great. If you get into a maintenance mode.
I mean, that's 2 hours a week.
But, you know, you sort of have to do it every day. I mean, every one of those 4 days.
So if you did 2 hours, 1 hour each, like if I did 2 hours of canoeing a week, two different days, that's...
You can start with that.
That doesn't count.
You can start with that.
That doesn't count.
No, that counts.
That's moving your that's arms, like, right? So, no, you're really moving your body. No,
but your core. That's. I'm sure your that's very, very good for your core. Yeah, that's good, like, so if I just remember everything I eat, is that the same as tracking?
But that's the way she started. Oh, no, I'm never going to track because I remember everything I eat. And I said, okay, it's not going to work. I can tell it's not going to work. So we really didn't focus on that. There was, you know, no negative side to this whole program or to our plan with Jennifer. Right. And then finally, she comes in the last time we talked and she said, guess what I figured out I have to do? I said, what is that? I have to really keep track of these things. I really have to.
It makes a difference, doesn't it? It keeps you accountable.
It really does. It's the craziest thing, though. I mean, I still think it's a crazy concept, but it definitely keeps you aware of what you're eating,
right?
Which
right.
is the most important thing.
So tell us, okay, so there's a pill that you take, correct?
Well, there is a pill that you can take.
So that's just another extra thing.
Right.
Okay.
When we start out with this whole history, medical history, family history. We do a little physical exam, figure out what it is that you have in your past and what you've tried to do, and then try to set up a goal of what you think is a reasonable amount of weight that you'd like to lose. And then if it seems reasonable, great. If it doesn't, we just manipulate a little bit and say, oh, how about X, Y, or Z over the next 3 months? And then if you think you need some sort of an extra opportunity to get over the hump, then we do have medications. We have two really age-tested medications that have been out there for probably 30 years. They're FDA approved. They're very mild forms of appetite suppressants, and we can give you that if you're interested in taking that.
So do you do like B12 shots or anything like that? Is that
no shots?
Your thought on
nothing.
That?
No. You know what? It's got to be in your head. You know, you have to figure out how to do this.
Yeah. And is this for men too?
Oh,
do you have a lot of men that
we have
do
men
it?
That come in too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. We have a little bit of different calorie recommendations that we make for men, just because they need a little more calorie intake. So
yeah, and okay, let's really end it with that. That your count of calories. That's probably the biggest thing that we need to look at, right? Is what's good for Jennifer is going to be different for Sherry. What's good for Tom is going to be different, right? So you have to have your own individual amount of calories that works for you. And by coming in and seeing you, you kind of work through their history and you tell them how many calories they need to intake.
Yeah, we don't give them any diet recommendations per se unless they ask, because they're going to eat what they're going to eat. You know, you will eat what you eat. If I tell you what to eat, you know, if I give you one of those, you know, diets that are out there, you'll eat it, you know, but then you may stop eating it. This will become part of your life. And actually the other part of it is, yeah, we'll talk about your calories, but we'll also talk about ways to burn your calories. Exercise.
So what is one way to burn your calories?
Well, any form of exercise that you do.
Okay.
Yeah, any form of exercise that you do will burn calories.
It sounds so easy.
It's very simple. It's just difficult. You know, the plan is simple, but the actual making it happen is difficult.
What did Ronald Reagan say? I think it was simply the answers are easy, the work is hard. Mm-hmm. And it can be tough. I remember I had somebody, because I'm in exactly your shoes. I love to eat. I ain't blocking nothing. I enjoy food, whether it's a bowl of Frosted Flakes to a steak I enjoy the feeling. I like to eat, and I eat ridiculous amounts of food. People are shocked. I bring in a bag of food. It's like Fred Flintstone's lunch pail. I mean, I bring in food. I work out very hard, but I'm about 20 pounds overweight. And I always go through the cycle, and I can never get that 20 off because I consume a huge amount of food.
So do you probably need to?
I have to figure a way
bit.
To not six slices exercise. Of pizza. I
got to exercise.
He does. He's
a marathon.
I'm not seeing the 20 pounds.
He's trying to be
I'm blousy. I'm blousy. Yeah,
oh.
Yeah I ran
fun for
5 miles Sunday, and when I work out, I'm a goer.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, let me just say that, you know, if we do medication in terms of charges for our program,
please.
We do counseling more than anything, but also have medications if that is appropriate. And the program costs $100 for the month, which includes the medication that you get if you decide you're going to do medications, and that's 28-day supply. And so then you come in every month, and there's an additional $10 charge for the medications to pay for them. So if you don't do the medications, it's straight $100. And it's for as long as you need to come. If you come in every week, We don't charge you for every week. It's just $100 a month.
Right. Jennifer, I can tell why you like to talk to Dr. Roz. Her voice is just like
I do. You know what? I would, for no other reason, if you are even thinking about it or trying to figure out what your weight loss program should be.
Or going back and forth trying to figure out
I would
how
say
to lose
come
weight.
In and talk to Dr. Roz, because if nothing else, she is a great person to talk to. Really, really have enjoyed my time with her a lot.
That's awesome.
I'm a good listener.
There you go. But not only that, give out the phone number for Reduce.
It's 805-375-4150. And we're going to do a little special, too. Costs $100. But if you mention Kim Pagano, we'll take $20 off of that visit.
Oh,
that
there
first
you go.
Visit.
$80 all of you.
To be successful.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Okay, give out again really quick.
805-375-4150. And it's located in Newberry Park, right off of Wenday Drive, across from the Target.
There you go. $80 for one
I'd
month.
Like to do that this for is, I know. 5 pounds.
Yeah, I know. It really, whatever your goal is, that's
pounds.
What it's all
five
about.
Or 10.
What were you going to say?
I was thinking Christmas gifts.
I know. Yeah, there you go. Let me give you the gift of losing weight.
We'll
you
give
know?
Gift certificates. Just call us.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Gosh, well, with that, thank you so much. I look forward to working with you on this. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side. We are in the 805 right now, and we were just talking with Dr. Roz Warner, Reduce Medical Group. That is in Newberry Park. And again, we have a special. They have a special that they're offering all of our listeners out there. $80. It's usually $100, $20 off. That's a really great gift, I'm telling you. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Carolyn Hobbs, and her book is Free Yourself, 10 Life-Changing Powers of Your Wise Heart. And she's a therapist for 35 years, and she wrote a book, and we're going to talk to her a little bit about that. Again, let's give something away right now. And how about some tickets to the Shrek over at Caneo Players Theater? We have tickets right now. Give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KBTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. You know, I pulled up some fun Thanksgiving facts, and one of them is, you know, the cranberry is a symbol and actually a modern diet. We're talking about diets, or, you know, it's a staple of Thanksgiving, and it was originally called craneberry. Did you guys know that?
I did not.
Yeah, and it's derived its name from its pink blossoms and drooping head, which reminded the pilgrims of a crane. It's kind of interesting.
Good to know. Here's another, Tom, you mentioned Ronald Reagan. He was actually the first president to pardon a turkey.
Wow.
How do you pardon
riveting
a turkey?
Isn't it?
You don't kill it.
Yeah, yeah, you don't kill it. Yeah.
Oh, it was Gerald Ford who pardoned Nixon, then Reagan pardoned.
Pardon the turkey.
So here's a question. Do you guys buy an organic turkey? My husband and I were just talking about that a little bit. Yes?
Go ahead, Tom.
Because I hear so much of this, and how many people can tell the difference? Is it purely for health, or do they taste better?
No, I would say at this point, I think it's purely for health. I mean, I think Butterball turkeys taste great. You know?
I'm still looking for the free turkey at the market. I'm always a little sad when they don't have that.
Yeah, where you buy like $100
and
you get
a free turkey.
And I've got to look up, because you guys cook a lot. There's this method of sprocking where you cut out the backbone of the turkey and you cut out the sternum.
Ooh.
And you like lay it out on the grill. And I'll get that. It's we were talking about sprocking.
Interesting.
And it's a way of cooking your turkey. And apparently now deep fried became a big deal.
We had that for years.
How was it?
It's delicious. They used to be a place that made them, and we would order
just
them.
Go get
they were
it.
So great. Oh,
we've
my God.
Done it. We did it a couple years ago, for a couple years in a row, and then we haven't done it for a long time. And my husband and I were talking about doing it again this year. We usually do one in our oven, and then we were thinking to do a smaller one in to deep fry it, just because we haven't done it for a while.
How healthy is that? Not
probably not.
I don't know.
But so
okay. So here's a really crazy one. Turkeys have heart attacks. Did you realize that?
I would too when I heard it was November.
I feel like there should be like a joke.
No, you know, like, but it's serious. Is the United States Air Force was doing test runs and breaking the sound barrier, and nearby turkeys were dropping dead from heart attacks. How sad is that? I'd rather want to use one of those than to have to kill it.
Like, rabbits have heart attacks too, I think. If their heart goes too fast, if they're chased or something, they'll have a heart attack.
Interesting, Tom. I don't know.
I used to hear the thing, turkeys, when it rains, they look up and they can drown. That's like one of those great turkey farm things. Look it up. It's true.
Okay, what about Black Friday? Are you guys, after Thanksgiving, do you go out and go to all the stores? Or what's your...
I think it would be really fun. I think I'm too exhausted to go out and do that.
Especially if you're having it at your house, right?
And yeah, exactly.
Everything's on sale all the time these days.
Isn't it?
I just don't think it's like it used to be. Yeah, I mean, it's really.
Yeah, because I already see Christmas stuff outside. All the trees and all the...
Oh, I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But then, you know what? I do think we have so much to do during the holidays. It is kind of nice, and you spend so much time and money decorating your house and getting everything ready. It is kind of nice to drag it out as long as possible, so you sort of get, like, a lot of bang for your buck.
Well, okay, so would you be one, any of you, Tom, including yourself here, and my listeners out there, how long or would you wait in line for anything? For on Black Friday?
It depends on what it is. If I was looking
Dr.
for
Roz
something,
saying, yeah, Dr. Roz wants no way.
Zero.
Oh,
yeah. I went to one Black Friday when we lived back in Philadelphia, and I came out of the store with nothing.
Yeah,
there were so many crowds. It was just
just not pleasant.
It wasn't fun.
Not
but
worth it.
Can't you do things online now?
Yeah.
King's
yeah.
tickets up close. I'm in.
I'll wait
24 hours for tickets for a Kings game, and I'm going to say this, and you're all going to laugh.
Okay.
Spatchcock.
That's how you cook your
turkey?
That's
the turkey. That's the turkey method where you remove the backbone and the sternum.
And
it
so
is called spatchcocking.
What is the plus for that? Is it just taste
overall
amazing?
Cooking, I guess, because it's
is
more
it like
pressed
grilled?
On general. It's sort of like that. That's how it appears.
Probably faster,
and,
too.
Yeah, and exactly. You
sort
don't
of
wait
like El Pollo Loco. They flatten them on the
that
grills
might be
like
a
that.
Kind of a cool idea.
Just
yeah.
go into a restaurant and say, I would like you to spatchcock. see what
you might look at you a little, you know, I tell you. That kind of reminds me of this joke. I don't know if I could say it on air or not, but my mother-in-law, and I hope she's not listening, but she went into a hardwood store, you know, hardware store, and she said, I need to find some and
there's one of those things.
Okay, and the guy looked at her, and he goes, okay, what are you going to be? And she goes, you know, to put it in all the spots that I can't reach, you know. And so he goes, are you sure of that? And she goes, yes, I need, you know. Well, afterwards, you know, she called us in. She goes, everything. She goes, we kind of explained her. And she goes, oh my gosh, he was so young and how embarrassing, you know.
Yeah, calking is a good way. Yeah. And try to pronounce the L, even though I don't know if you have to.
Yeah.
But it is a great, that's one of those, I'll tell a joke
line,
off air that's
yeah.
a fine line that my mom told me, the only dirty joke she ever told me, but. It's funny, and you guys will clear it for air.
Okay.
But I laughed for an hour after my mom told me this joke, and I just thought, it's so funny, but it's words, how they, innuendo, I think
yeah.
is what
yeah.
we go for.
Yeah, there you go. Well, thinking.
Sherry has something to say.
Oh,
I think it's really
important.
We're
going to just talk about the
it.
Holidays
yeah.
and drinking, you know, and often we talk about
yeah.
recovery here. But let's talk about, you know, people that necessarily aren't in recovery but drink during the holidays, but they want to drink safely. And so just some tips that I'm thinking about is, and I think people should be thinking about this mindfully, is knowing your limits.
Yeah, that would be really
helpful. You know, really
helpful,
knowing.
Huh?
Well, I mean, now if you're a real alcoholic, you don't have limits. You don't have the on or off button. But
right.
for someone who is not, you know when you need to stop. You know, eat food while you drink, which we have established.
we have no problem with that.
That's a funny one. Accept a drink only when you really want one. You know, you don't have to always say yes. Cultivate taste. Choose quality rather than quantity. So obviously, you know, kind of enjoying that glass of wine. Skip a drink now and then. Beware of unfamiliar drinks. You know, I think about people putting things in your drinks that you don't know what you're drinking.
Oh, yeah. Any kind of like sangria or punch, those can always be dangerous.
Right. Making sure the drinking improves your social relationships rather than impairs. So what kind of behavior, you know, is going to occur
That's
when you
true.
Drink too much. Use alcohol carefully in connection with other drugs. You obviously don't want to be mixing things up. You know, and I think about the elderly because, you know, often they don't realize what they're doing, mixing some of their prescription.
Yeah, that's
alcohol.
That's a great.
It can be really dangerous.
Yeah.
Respect the right of individuals who don't wish to drink. So if you're the bartender, you know, be mindful and respectful. Avoid drinking mixed drinks. That can be, and especially on an empty stomach, that can be really dangerous. And then if the weather's hot here in Southern California, be careful. If you know that you will have to drive after consuming alcohol, obviously limit your consumption to no more than one drink an hour. But nowadays, they can pull you over even with one drink. I mean, if they even smell it, you can get a DUI.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sherry. You have to be a very planned drinker at this in this day and age, if you're going to drive.
Yeah, they just...
You know what's interesting? I don't think when we were younger, we never even thought about that, did we? What is so different now?
Think about the Frank Sinatra song.
Yeah.
One for my baby and one more for the road. That was a hit song.
Uh-huh.
Where they encouraged almost that one. You want one
That's
for the road?
That's really...
That was one of those.
Yeah, roadies are kind of frowned upon nowadays.
Yeah, completely. But think of how it was in the.
When you say that, I think of the cigarette in the mouth, the convertible. That you know, I mean, nobody had seatbelts on. It just our life has changed so much, and there's so much more that we have
well,
to be afraid of.
Well, thank God there is. Thank God we are being more careful.
No,
I mean,
but I think back then, I don't think that there was as many problems. I don't know.
Oh, no, I don't think that's it.
Well, and there was different issues, too, because I know in some areas there were certain agencies that didn't even want to hassle with a drunk driver because it was too much pull them over, do this, do that, and just get home. And so people would be sent home driving. Remember one of my favorite ones that was just insanity? I'll follow him home to make sure he's okay. I said, no, you'll follow him home to watch him crash.
Yeah.
You know what? You think following? And so if he crashes, you'll honk your horn and wave. But that used to be a thing. I'll follow him home. And I thought he had.
I think the Mothers Against Drunk Driving was, is when this exactly. all changed. Mm-hmm. Everything shifted and
yeah,
for the better.
That was the driver. That yeah. was the driver.
And no really in this day and age, there's so many different ways to get a ride somewhere. You've got cabs, you have Uber.
Right.
There's so many things that you
there's
can do.
There's no excuse for it.
There's no excuse for it.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
Yeah, there's those services now that'll come up and drive your car home.
There you go. Yeah.
And a lot of the bars. Wow. Have the number so that they will call the service and two of them will come up, one of them will take your car.
And I think it's our, as you know, as citizens, it's our right and it's our privilege. If you see somebody, you know, that maybe a bar lets them go or you see somebody having too much, to say, hey, you know what? Let me call you a ride or let me, you know, do our part because there's so many
Well, here are some other tips for the host is, you know, helping them pace their drinks.
Yeah.
Helping them not to double up on their drinks. Pushing the snacks.
I still think
it's a personal responsibility of the person.
There's no question.
But right. These are just some ideas. Don't push the drinks. Serve non-alcoholic beverages. Don't allow intoxicated guests to drive home, which you just mentioned, Kim. I mean, I just think it's personal responsibility.
I hear a lot of people say when we go to a party, I'm gonna have two drinks right now because I'm going to be here for a while, and then I'm done. You know, it's very planned.
They plan, yeah.
Planned in their mind how long they're going to stay, have their two drinks, and that's it.
Yeah. What about having like a breathalyzer at the party? Because I think there's actually apps now that you can get for your phone. They're supposed to work pretty good.
I've heard that, Tom. I did also hear, though, they're so varied that you really, if it's wrong, there could be really bad results from it if it is wrong.
Have you ever used one?
No,
I have not.
I was at a bar in Santa Barbara, and they had one of those machines there that you're vending, that you pay. And I asked the bartender, I said, is that accurate? And he said, the police told us it's quite good as long as you follow the directions. So I looked at my buddy and I said, are you okay to drive? And he said, yes, I think I'm okay to drive. And I said, I think I'm okay to drive too. We went to this one of those vending machines. We each ate a candy bar. We had two glasses of water, did everything they tell you to do. We blew into the machine. I blew a 1.6, which is double the limit. And
oh,
I
wow.
thought, if somebody
and
said,
you
are
thought
you okay?
You were okay.
You're
okay.
Fine.
And that's
exactly.
where
and that's,
we all fall into a
exactly.
problem.
That's what I would love to know what, you know, after you have one glass of wine, what that
where
really,
are you?
Where yeah. are you? Exactly, because unless you...
That might be a really good thing. You test yourself.
Also,
you know what I mean?
Think about
so
your
everybody
size.
Knows,
you know, women
yeah.
metabolize mm-hmm. alcohol a lot differently than men
yeah,
do.
Yeah, and a guy tends to weigh 170, 180, 200. A woman tends to be 100 to 150
right.
in that area.
Right.
But we sat down and we went, okay.
Yeah. We'll be
we
here for
now?
A while. We'll order yeah. some more dinner.
But
yeah.
just realizing that line, when they say drunk driving, that doesn't mean you can't stand up. That means you can still function actually quite well, but not for driving.
And that's true because, you know, a lot of times, you know, you say to your husband or you say, you know, are you okay? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Does that mean like, you know, well, hold on, let's test each other and make sure we're good to go so that, you know, you just,
you don't, you don't know.
It is scary. Wow. Anyways, where are we? We've got a couple minutes more. I do want to give out our phone number again. Dr. Roz, thank you so much for being our guest here today. And maybe you could leave us with one tip that we can have for the holidays so that, you know, we could just be on our way to working with you and so that we don't have to backtrack when we come see you.
Oh, dear. Well, first of all, the phone number is 805-375-4150. And don't forget, we're going to give $20 off on the first visit if you mention Kim Pagano.
Okay.
One tip, it's kind of a difficult question to answer, I think. But I think if you come in prepared to really talk honestly about what it is that you do when you eat and why you eat, as Sherry said, and also what kind of exercise program you're on, then we'll be able to work from that. You know, perfect. That's probably about the best we can do, I think.
There you go. I mean, and that's it. If you really want results, you have to be. It's a teamwork. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much again, Dr. Roz, and that's Reduced Medical Weight Control at Affordable and Proven Weight Loss Program. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here. Sherry?
And I'd like to just mention, you know, if someone is thinking about getting sober at this time, you know, definitely call us at SOBA at 866-547-6451, 866-547-6451. You know, often people wait until after the holidays, but there's...
Do it now. Never,
you know, yeah. Exactly. Do it now.
Do it now so you can be with your family, not away from your family. Well, and Tom, thank you so much. And, of course, let's end our show with a moment of happiness. Where there is no struggle, there is no strength. And with that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and in the 805. With that, we'll talk to you later. Remember to tune in from 2 to 3 right here on AM 1590 KVTA.
Give a little bit.